Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young, your host speaking. We'll be joined by Selena Lindsay and Dr. Fadumo Adol. Tonight's topic is birth control can cause vitamin deficiency. And I'm talking about birth control pills. If you want to join in the conversation, call 858-769-4936 and press 1. Again, 858-769-4936 and press 1. All right. Anyway, 10 million women or more use birth control pills. And because of that, there, a lot of women are unaware of the problems. Hi, Selena. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Oh, great. All right. Another hot topic. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself before we get started.
Good evening. I'm Selena Lindsay, a entrepreneur, and we sit on the board of a number of different nonprofits. And so what we try to do is to bring information to the community that might be durable or viable to help those that cannot help themselves or just help someone with their everyday lives. We'll tell you a little bit more about that at the end of the show.
All right. So anybody, again, wanting to call in or contribute to the conversation, you can call 858-769-4936 and press 1, and you'll be on the air. Or you can just call in and listen. Okay, it's a known fact that birth control pills can destroy a woman's life if the nutrients she takes are not absorbed into her bloodstream. Taking some birth control pills has caused the following depletion of anything like vitamin B6, B12, folic acid, vitamin C, magnesium, zinc, vitamin E, coenzyme Q, and it can also lower the antioxidant levels in one's body. And you know how everyone wants to make sure they get their antioxidant in. But if the birth control interferes with that, then it's like you didn't take anything. Also, some people don't realize if vitamin B6, if you have a deficiency in that, it can lead to something called thromboembolism. That's blood clots. So join us tonight on American Health Crisis. And we're going to give you a lot of information. Selena comes with a large background, and she's got a wealth of information to share with you. Okay, Selena, what do you think about this? Over 10 million. That's a lot of women.
Well,
your birth control
back in the
pill.
Day.
I didn't realize
well,
it was that
I
high.
Think...
Huh?
Well, I think back in the day, some of the first things that we have to dispel is some of the myths. Because in the first place, that's how women put themselves into this thing. Because believe it or not, even in this day and time, people think the birth control pill is to control your cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the biggest myths. It does not control and it does not regulate your cycle. What a birth control pill is, it is a suppressive hormonal therapy. And what it does is it overrules your natural production. And so in doing that, basically what we're talking about is we're talking about technically even vitamin C has an effect on estrogen. And not only we're talking about estrogen and progesterone. And so the practicality is when you take the vitamin C, it regulates estrogen levels. And during each control, even each birth control cycle. And it also depletes what they call thyroxine, which is an amino acid. And the basic effect is really to balance the hormone, which is either male or female. So there's that great myth out there that women have been going through this, what I call rope the dope, for years, and this is what gets you into this vicious cycle. And once you start to have these various different vitamin deficiencies, which you already talked about, which primarily are what we call the big B's, which, of course, again, B6, B12, folic acid, vitamin C, magnesium, and zinc. Then that's where you get into all of these side effects, which I'll go through a brief list, and I do mean brief because we can go on and on, starting with breast cancer, blood clots, depression, headaches, dizziness, nausea, breast tenderness, breakthrough bleeding, decreased libido. Isn't that great? You're taking a birth control pill and you think that would be the most interesting time to go out and do something. And so now you're going to put yourself at a level that you're not even interested. No wonder. So then we go on with, it also has something to do with immune function, confusion, anxiety, fatigue, enzymes, protein, and believe it or not, DNA and RNA. So it has a whole lot to do. And then another great piece of news, for those of you that want to use an IUD, here's another precaution. If that IUD is a copper IUD, then you really need to talk to your doctor and make sure that he's giving you something to offset what that copper ring will be doing, because that copper will be absorbed into your body. And some of what we have not done previously, I'm going to give out a little information as to where some of this information can be found. The previous information that I just stated, which was a brief little list of some of these side effects, that can be found at www.naturalterrain.com. And that's all one word. There's a whole big mess of things. And I would seriously consider, if you're contemplating, obviously they've done this for years and years, and you have the physicians that say, okay, no problem. You know, that's not what you want to do, is to become pregnant. Then you should really seriously read the packaging, discuss it with your doctor on what particular side effects, and also be sure. Now, if this new information, and I would say it's not all new, because there's a lot of information concerning vitamin deficiency when you take birth control pills, which stretches back for some years, that you strongly consider what it is you're doing, and also what the doctor should give you as a supplement if that's your choice. And since I'm pro-choice, behave yourself. And for those of you that don't know what that means, keep it to yourself is a good idea, then you won't need any of this. But if that's not the case, then you're going to have to make these strong considerations, and you may have to really have a serious sit down with your doctor and discuss, you know, pro-choices as to which one of these products that they have available to you that you're going to use, and exactly if it has any favoritism towards what you're doing to yourself, what you're doing to your body. Common sense leads me to believe anytime I'm looking at something that has basically 15 very, very strong reasons that is going to, first of all, alter some major differences in my body, then we really need to look at this real, real strong. And not only that, some women, as you grow older, because, see, there are lots of things, which we're not saying that all of these kinds of things just suddenly happen immediately. You have to look at for the long term, because what primarily is going on is over the long run, what begins to happen is some of these things come into being over time. And again, I'll also give you another website that you can go to review some of those, that and some of that information concerning vitamins and also to deficiency. And that website is www.scientificamerican.com, all one word. Again, www.scientificamerican.com. And going back to what we're talking about vitamin deficiency and some of the side effects. When you review and you see, you know, over 15 or 16 things that this stuff can do to you, and that what we're talking about is not necessarily a situation that's going to happen to you, whether you're taking a birth control pill a month or 2 months or maybe even a couple of years. It's what it does to you over time. Because, again, the myth is that it doesn't regulate anything. What it does, basically, is it begins to, I like to use my terms, mess with your hormonal system and make it do what it's not supposed to do unnaturally. And when that happens, that's where these problems show up, and very often they happen. It might happen years down the road, and then you wake up and find out that you have some of these problems, or you begin to experience some of them, some of the milder ones, such as anxiety, confusion, headaches, low protein stuff, dizziness, a little depression. And if you are headed down any of those streets, then that's a great indication that some of the worst stuff is looming, is coming. And those would be all those types of signs would be things that you need to sit down and discuss those things with your doctor. I was really shocked reading about certain types of IUDs and some of the metal that they have in them. I mean, you know, I like copper, especially since, you know, I'm getting elderly and I put on copper socks and they make the legs feel pretty good. But you find out when you put copper down there, we got some problems. And the body really don't like copper down there.
And or better way to say, doesn't like it inside the body that way.
Oh, thank you. And it would prefer to get it out. So that's what it does. It absorbs some stuff into your system. And this means that it has to be, you have to take something to counter all of this. And one of the vitamins, too, that we haven't talked about is iron, because that's another deficiency that can be probable. Mm. This is a really hot topic, and like you say, something that affects a huge number of women. And primarily because, again, and primarily, again, it's because of the way it's sold to us. It's sold to us that, oh, come on, what do birth control pills do to you these days? You know, they got it all figured out. Well, yeah. I guess they do. They've got it all figured out where you do. It's like a slot machine. You're going to be a candidate at the doctor's office forever.
Till you die. Until you wake up.
And there's no real way of saying what affects one person to the other. But again, if you have any of these mild symptoms, then I would strongly suggest that you and your physician sit down and discuss something better. And also, now that we're all aware, if you're going to do it, period, that it never should be prescribed without the prescription of replacement of these other very different vitamins. And you have to also be careful of some of them, because some vitamins interfere with birth control. And those things should be discussed often.
You know, in the old days, they used to do a mineral or vitamin panel, so you can see what amount of, you know, deficiency you may or may not have. That is not done. They do calcium, the routine stuff. But some of the other vitamins aren't tested. Your vitamin D is not tested, yet it's known that birth control pills can deplete your vitamin D, which is, you know, you have to have that. It's not like your body don't need it. It has to have it. Magnesium, people don't realize, is responsible for over 300 biological processes in the body. So to lack that, those normal functions that are to occur in your body may not occur. You may end up with muscle cramps and spasms from low magnesium. Or people may, if you're craving chocolate, there's a reason. You may be lacking a mineral, or you have anxiety. And they're quick to give other medication for some of these signs and symptoms that may point to magnesium deficiency, difficulty sleeping. I know people drink certain teas and other things, and no one checks the minerals. You can't poop.
Well, I'd like to be like Steve Harvey,
you gotta,
woman
you have
in churches.
Even for that part of the body to work properly, if you want your, you don't want to be constipated. You know, people take prune juice and other things, and it may be your body is lacking certain minerals, irregular heartbeat or acid reflux. They got medication for your acid reflux and heart things. But has the minerals been checked? Because they're so simple to be able to put that back into, you know, the right numbers if it's not lacking in the diet. And sometimes based on, you had mentioned, if you don't have the right things in the body, it may not even absorb. You may have a problem because of the birth control pills. The magnesium is not absorbing in the bloodstream. And I don't know why. Well, we know why, because it's money involved. The certain tests should be done if you're on birth control pills. And that's say that doesn't happen. They give you something for a headache. You you show spasm, they give you a muscle relaxer, never hitting at what's the real issue. I just feel there should be a standard. If you're on birth control pills, it should be standard practice. Then the minerals, all of them, need to be looked at before they give you another pill. That's not really solving the root of the problem.
Well, first of all, I think
the
root of the problem was many, many years ago, the intention was to stop preferably lower-income people from having so many kids. And the backlash is it basically affects, number one, a lot of women that are not minorities, and which is one of the reasons that, just as we saw in the news today, there's a lot of devastation because what they have to do is they have to have embryos frozen in other kinds of ways because they're not having kids. And so somewhere along that genetic line, being able to reproduce, it really affected those people in terms of reproduction, whereas the minorities continue to overpopulate. And secondary, my little joke is one of the ones that, of course, Steve Harvey has, he likes to do the testimony of this little old lady in church. And my testimony basically is similar because, you know, I recently went to the doctor, and as you were stating earlier, something that people don't pay attention to, which is vitamin D1. And my thought to that particular time is, the heck with that? What do I need to worry about that? You know, when you have darker skin, of course you're getting, you know, you don't worry about the sun or sunburn or anything, you know, and of course you're getting enough. You know, that's the big part of vitamin D. Well, didn't I get a wake up? You know, go in there and find out the important levels are and find out mine's is minus 9.
Woo! Getting ready to die.
So they quickly put me on 50,000 units, a week.
Wow.
And so, again, I stress that, especially with minorities, you know, get yourself checked out because you may think a vitamin situation is very insufficient. You have to realize we live in here around concrete and something that we all do. We're not fooling around in the sun, and I'm an outdoors person. And you're missing a strong vitamin. And, you know, half of my pill bottles nowadays that I have are not what I call traditional medicine. They're vitamins.
Wow.
You know, and especially those that are getting older. And I'm just, like, totally blown away with the doctor. I'm like, I'm ready to say, can you give me some real medicine? And it's all vitamins.
Wow.
You know, and these things cause a tremendous amount of problems because come to find out, you know, a lot of little things that I went in there ranting and raving about, it's like, well, you better take a little bit of this and, you know, you want to get your blood pressure down, then maybe you want to, you know, go a non-medicine type route and sip on some hibiscus tea. So all of these kinds of things, whatever other people want to do, you really need to explore, because there's something else that they don't readily talk about with birth control pills is elevated blood pressure.
No, they don't. There's a lot of things that's not talked about. And but the average physician does not relate it to nutrition at all. Oh, it's just a side effect. Why is it a side effect? Do they do a blood workup? You know, a blood workup needs to be done. You can look at a mineral panel. Or they'll say, well, we already do the minerals. Yeah, calcium, the usual stuff. But you're not doing a full panel. There was a time.
Exactly.
I don't remember what year everything got stopped, but they used to do like 26 different tests. That's not done today. Unless the person
used to send people
Are dying prematurely.
Number one, they used to send people to school to do full analysis. It's just like I can remember way back in the day when they had something that you were familiar with, which was respiratory therapy. It consisted of two departments, also the cardiology. They broke them apart. And, you know, they used to do blood gas analysis and some other things. And my point is, people used to go to school to learn something. Now you go to school to take them over to a camera and talk to the doctor.
Yeah. And
shortcuts that you're talking about, they're not doing complete breakdowns and analysis of what's right in front of them, which is, you know, your blood, you specifically. You know, they're just doing what they're doing people like they do cattle. If the cattle is still standing on the street, then pass it through the gate. And getting ready for market, because the market is, at some point we'll give them some pills. Don't worry about it, just pass them through the gate. And we as people, we have to stop this and ask questions and fully review some of the things that they're handing out, because this stuff is no longer turned into it's not a game. It's turned into a life and death matter.
Yeah, because you can lack one of those minerals and it can affect the heart in a way that can cause death. Because it has to, either it gets corrected or it creates another problem, which is unfortunate. Again, anyone just joining in, you have reached American Health Crisis. We've been talking about birth control pills and how it can cause vitamin, or it does cause vitamin deficiency, or can cause vitamin deficiency. You've been listening to Paulette Young, your host, and also Selena Lindsay, who's a regular guest on the show, who comes with a wealth of information. And we've discussed some of the side effects of the birth control pills. And if your diet is already screwed up, then you're really at a huge disadvantage when you take those birth control pills. What is it all for? Because you're causing your own health problems. Anything from, as we mentioned before, muscle spasms to heart problems, high blood pressure, to constipation, meaning you have a hard time for your bowels to move. And then people end up doing is taking another pill for something that you didn't need. You needed the vitamins or the minerals to be replaced. Some birth control pills can interfere with some of your minerals from absorbing into your blood, period. And you have to have those minerals. It's not like you can live without them. Again, if you want to join in the conversation, call 858-769-4936. Press 1, and you'll be on the air, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. We've picked up quite a few other countries because this broadcast is every Monday, 8 p.m., Pacific time, so we've reached quite a few countries. By the way, Selena, I didn't know we picked up the Philippines India, to name a few of the more recent places that's tuning in. Also Afghanistan, seven countries in Africa. What else? It was Croatia. And I had already mentioned that we had picked up Hades. So a lot of people, not just us here in the United States, is listening to this broadcast and getting information. But what I did learn is we here in the United States is into birth control pills. Some of the other countries aren't. Not at nobody's 10 million women. That's a United States problem versus global.
Power is just power. And so our mission is to just inform people and to allow them to make their own decisions. We're not doing steering, but there's some things that we know that are not necessarily good. So this is how we empower you, by giving you information to make what we hope would be pro-choices.
Mm-hmm.
And again, also to reiterate, I'll give you those two websites again, which is www.naturalterrain.com, and also the second site, which was www.scientificamerican.com. And both of those sites will give you a bit of information regarding our topic tonight, which was vitamin deficiency and birth control.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Selena Lindsay also is part of various organizations, serves on various boards, and so at this part of the program, she's going to have a piece of paper and a pen ready to go, and she's going to give you a list of organizations that you may have access to, or you may know people that need to need their help. Okay, Selena, you're on.
Okay. One of the first organizations we'd like to talk about tonight is called Smiles and Tears for Children and Family Services. Smiles and Tears for Children and Family Services is located at 925 North Geary Avenue. They're open from 9 to 5. The phone number there is 909-469-9580. And they do exactly what their title says, is to try to help kids smile. And they offer various different family services, everything from homework, after school, various different programs. Please call them again at area code 909-469-9580.
What city
the second
are they
organization you like? They are located in Pomona, California.
Okay.
The second organization we'd like to talk about is Palomares Park Command Center, and they're located at 99 East Arrow Highway in Pomona, California. They're open from 6 to 10, and again, they provide kids with a place to go to after-school programs, various different activities that they can participate in. So if you're in that area and you have a child and you don't quite know what to do, a great place to take your kids, and for the most part, it's free. You don't have to pay them anything. The next organization, which does a great job at homework, and they also provide a hotspot for those that cannot afford to have internet to be able to get on the internet and do their homework, is called the Thaddeus Foundation. They're located at 640 South Geary in Pomona, California. The phone number there is 909-599-2111. Some of the other organizations that we would like to talk about is also number four on our list, which is called One.org. One.org is what I call an advocacy of understanding, and that understanding is to stop HIV through disciplinary means, and also they even have the powers to deal with a woman that's pregnant, and if the child is even unborn, they can do something to help your situation, and they also do research and education. You can find out all of the information and phone numbers of where they're located in various different cities. Again, one.org. The next organization is called Camp Corral. Camp Corral is a free summer camp and is primarily designed for military children with priority given to a wounded, disabled, or fallen military family. Camp Corral can be, you can get contact with them at www.campcorral.org, and they will assist you in where the other Camp Corrals are located all over the United States to be able to help you and serve you. The next organization, which I commonly talk about, and I sit on that board, is called Sowing Seeds for Life. Sowing Seeds for Life is the second largest food bank in Southern California. They're located at 1350 Arrow Highway. Primarily what we do at Sowing Seeds for Life is to provide food, clothes, and other various different items for individuals that maybe cannot afford to do so. Everything from Sowing Seeds for Life is absolutely free. We do this on the first and the third Wednesday of every month. Should you want to volunteer or to provide a donation, please go to our website, which is www.sowingseedsforlife.org. And a phone number there, you can call 909-293-7735, extension 232, and ask to speak to Fran Robinson. And she'll be glad to direct your questions if it's regarding donations or volunteerism or anything it is that you would like to help us do there. The next organization I'd like to talk about is called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. I just love that name. That particular organization is run by Kathy Braxton. They're located at 290 East D Street in Colton, California. They are at that site on the fourth Saturday of every month. And if you go there, they really do something neat. They really help some of those people in a unique way. They're out there frying them a hamburger or burning a hot dog or doing something, along with giving out, you know, a little bit of groceries to help them through the week. You can reach Kathy Braxton at area code 562-313-0041. At the end of every show, I always make some type of little statement. And the statement I'm going to make goes just like this. I choose to speak out because silence is consent. I am a self-proclaimed change agent. Yes, I am an agitator. I choose to be provocative. Speaking out raises tough issues. Sometimes it makes other people uncomfortable. Moreover, making some people uncomfortable is who I work very hard to be. I take risks. And I use myself. I tell my story and experience, and I share my weakness and also my mistakes, along with some embarrassment. I'm always trying to simply just use me as a guinea pig. My belief is to help others that cannot help themselves. I am Selena A. Lindsay. If you're within the sound of my voice, I thank you for listening to our program tonight and look forward to seeing you at our program next week. Bless you, and have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Selena. And we'll be back on the air next Monday, same time, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Same number, 858-769-4936, and you'll press 1. Good night.